The main one is going to be the override that we're looking for this year. Hanover has not had an operational override since 1998. We did try to pass one last year for fiscal year 2025, and while it did pass at the annual town meeting, it did not pass at the ballot vote, which is required. The annual town meeting essentially sets the budget, and then but in order for the town to levy taxes against real estate in excess of the Prop 2.5 limits, there has to be an override ballot vote as well to allow us to levy in excess of that limit. And so it's a two-part decision. So the first part will be up Monday. It passed last year. I'm hoping it will pass this year. I imagine there will be significant discussion about it, though. There are some that believe that the override is unnecessary because really what Hanover needs to do is tighten its belt. I am not of that opinion. I think that we have been tightening our belts for a very long time. We've worked very hard to be efficient. We've seen very real ramifications of the override failing last year, including the loss of 36 teachers in Hanover Public Schools, the moving of our transfer station into an enterprise fund, and several other consequences. And so in order to stem those and to start to or to continue to provide the service that Hanover residents are accustomed to and expect from the town, the override needs to pass. It's nothing to do with a mismanagement or needing to tighten our belts or any of that. It really is a product of not having had an override in a long time and significant increases in fixed costs like retirement insurance contributions, utilities, other contractual obligations, other things that we really have no direct control over, which leaves very little room in our budget to maintain the services, which are largely provided through people, right? 80% of our budget, I think, goes to salaries. And so without the override, we're going to be unable to sustain those.